I'm Jugni from Punjab, India, and now I'm sitting in Denmark. I was a very funny girl, and I had all the solutions of every problems, and I have ability to solve all the problems of the others, and I was fantastic girl, but suddenly my life just U-turn. I met a man. He came from Denmark to India. Then I met him through someone, and then we fall in love. Then I came to Denmark. I know that he was married before, but I didn't know that they still have relation. But as an Indian woman, I says that, okay, maybe he will change. When we got married, he said to ex that, can you take the kids with you because I'm going to get married? And she says, no, it's your turn. You have to. When he hit me first time, then I said, okay, two times, okay, three times, okay. But when he hit me when I was pregnant, then I thought that now it's not okay. I have to leave. And I just saved my life. I just jumped from the window of the house and saved myself and went to the neighbor. They called the police and police took me to the crisis center. After that, his ex sent me the message that we don't have anything. I want to know that what you are going to do with my husband. He is just father of my kid, and I would like to know what you are thinking, what you want to do, because I didn't have any contact that time with my husband, and she want to know. I don't know when I started talking with him, after 1 month or 2 months. And then he says that I didn't did anything, so please forgive me. She is a bitch, I'm not. Then he says that you have to come back for the sake of our child, because Indian society is not going to accept him without me and that stuff. And that time I didn't also don't have the visa, and I also had the fear that I will go back maybe. And talking a lot. Then he also said that you have to take the case back. Then I says that, okay, but you have to love my child. You have to accept that he's also your child, and you have to give all that facilities, which things you are giving to your previous kids, and you don't have to be in contact with your ex. He says that, okay, I accept all that then. Then I says that maybe he's innocent. Then I trust on him. I decide to go back with him and start a life. When I went back to his home, he started saying that you have to take the police case back. But I went to the police. They says that it went to the trial now. We don't do that. And because I had the medical reports and all the stuff that is not going to be vanished. And then he started saying nasty words. He started fighting the people, the Indian people who helped me in Denmark. He says that the people who are helping me, you want to sleep that person, you want to sleep with that person, you are not satisfied with me. Then one night he just drinking a lot, and I got that now he's going to hit me. Then I just left his home, and then after a short time I says that now you are maybe relaxed, I want to come back in your home. Then he says that call to the police with whom you slept now and give me the proof that you didn't slept with anybody. And then a Danish person is passing from my house on the cycle, and he called the police, and then he explained all the situation, that what is going to happen, what was happening here. Then the police says that you have to go to the women's center and you have to think now. You can't do all that stuff to your child. And I'm really very thankful to the Danish police. That they every time they arrived on the time and saved my life and my child's life. My visa is going to expire. When I was at his home, it was just 4 months after. And he started all the stuff. And he don't come to the home late night, and he don't take care of my child, me, and he just do all the stuff of his ex, and he often says that she need me. After that, I said to him that if you love that woman, why should you get married with me? Then he says that Punjabi women are the witches, and Punjabi girls are bitch. And I says that your ex is also Indian, and he says she's not from Punjab, she's from another state. And she's educator. She's a Danish now. She have a Danish passport, and I have a Danish passport. My kids are Danish, and you are not. You are Indian, stupid girl. If you want to stay here, you have to tolerate that I'm going to sleep with my ex in front of you, and she have to come. She have to control you. I am not going to give you anything, not to your child. If you want something, you have to do work. And then you have to pay the rent. You have to give your money for my ex, for my kids, for me, for my family. If you don't, then go back. Then my family will see you in India. And I will send you back. I really loved him a lot. But right now, no. He showed me his real face. And he started all the stuff again. Danish government and Danish people, they helped me at every step. And that time, when he started again that stuff and I was helpless to think, then I went to my neighbor, they are Danish, and they guide me to leave the house if I'm in that much problem because of they think that child don't have to. You have a small child and they think that your child don't have to be in two stupid people they are fighting. And then I left by myself. And then I took help of my one friend. She is my school friend, and she helped me to hire a van, and because I have some stuff of my child and mine. Then I went to the crisis center, and then he started to give warnings to my friends as well that he can let her out from the Denmark, and he thinks that he's ruining my life, but no, he is making me a lot strong than before. The life starts really very good when I left his home. And I started making friends. Then the time came and I celebrated my child's birthday. And it was really very great. And after that, what he did, nobody can imagine. He just took my son from the daycare because he had 2 hours custody that time, only 2 hours a week. But he didn't return him back. He took from the daycare. And when he took my son, I was breastfeeding him that time. And he took my son and I went in the night to see my son. He called the police. And police says that if you do that, we will arrest you. It's not a right way. Then if it's a right way, you have to go to the court. Then I says that I want to see him at least. I'm the mother. He says that he don't allow. And that time I was thinking, since I came here, I'm hearing that in Denmark, the government is really very sensitive to the kids. They don't tolerate anything, even father or mother. And now what he did is just tolerate. Even a person who is smoking or who is drinking, they can't let their things in one day. And he just took my son, a breastfeeding child, just within one day. And it's not easy to fall asleep a child who is breastfeeding day and night after half an hour. I was dead that day. I said that I want to die. Then I called to crisis center. He's stolen my son and not giving back. And police said this. And she said that you have to go to the court. Then they will give you your son within 24 hours. But there was holidays after that. And after 5 days, I got my son. My child also have a counselor. And when I was in the crisis center, he came to me and he explained all the stuff that in Danish father is also important, this. Because that time I don't allow to see my son. He says to me that, yeah, you have to. Then I did that. I trust on him. I said that, okay, I trust you. But if anything happens, then who will? Then he says, no, he is not going to do anything. But after that, when he took my son, I went to him and has added on at your responsibility. I give my son, and now you have to give my son back. But my husband says that he don't care. He don't want to give. He didn't listen to the Kamun people. He is going to take my son to India, and I don't want that. Then the judge says that we can hold your child's passport. The government will hold that and give her son to her, and that's it. And then I win that day, and I give the passport to the government. He did so many things after that, but he's losing and I'm winning day by day. I'm very happy to leave that man. I have a practice in club school. I go to sports school 2 days. I'm finding a job. And of course, I will get, maybe because I'm a nurse. I have a message to a woman who are living in these type of things, that even they don't have visa. Visa is not important. Life is important. Live free life. Stressless life. If we think, the woman thinks that, no, not for us. For kids, we have to live that. We have to draw that. We are teaching our kids to do that same. Even a man. If we have a boy, we are teaching that. You will do with another woman. If we have a girl, then we are teaching that you have to tolerate in future. You don't have to. And nothing is stronger than a woman in the whole world on the earth. And I want to be a role model for the women, for everyone who thinks that no, we have to tolerate that. We can't do that. I also think once when I left him, it's very hard, but no. It is hard, but it's not impossible.